This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For today's interview, we'll be visiting with a member of the North Mac Schools Foundation Committee, and we'll be talking with Mark Reichert. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
We have several things to talk about concerning the foundation, but I'd like to get started by having you give us just a little bit of background information about some of the things that you do throughout the year and how your committee is made up and who is involved with the foundation.
Okay, thank you. Over the course of the year, we have several different fundraisers that we conduct, and we've also, in the last 2 years, we've started a capital campaign, which has been very beneficial. And one local civic club that who has been with us since the consolidation of the Girard and Burton school districts, the Lions Club, they are very generous and usually give us $1,000 a year, and of course that has been greatly appreciated. And then another thing that has happened back in October of this past year, Jacksonville Savings and Bank celebrated their 100th anniversary, and of course the First Midwest Bank there in Verdon is a subsidiary of that, and in honor of their 100 years, they decided that they were going to give out $100,000, and in doing so, the North Mac Public School Foundation was a recipient of $5,000 from the Jacksonville Savings and Loan and the First Midwest, and that kind of caught everyone by surprise, but it is greatly appreciated, and we're very thankful for that generous gift. So those are a few of the highlights that that goes on during the year.
Well, that is absolutely wonderful to be receiving those donations. And what does the foundation use the funding for? I know you support the public schools, but give us a little more details. Are you giving those to individual classrooms? Is it kind of maybe updating the schools?
Predominantly, we have a committee upon our within our board, and it is the Classroom Grant Committee. We have Dixie Gage, Mary Alice McNaught, Juanita Rule, and I know I'm forgetting somebody else, but those are predominantly the committee people that serve on that. And we take requests from the classroom. They have to have their proposals in by a certain time of the year, usually by about March 1st. And by the tail end of April or the first part of May, then we award those classroom grants. These individuals work very hard at what they do, and they scrutinize these proposals very closely. And we try to touch as many students as we can within the district. And this will be upcoming the seventh year of the banquet. So we've basically been having the banquet ever since the consolidation has occurred. And so over that seven-year time, we have granted in upwards of $50,000 in classroom grants to those who have set forth proposals. So it's an extension of the public school, and sometimes it's a request that maybe the school can't afford it at that time or is not in their budget per se. Some examples of that is we've helped with the FFA greenhouse. We had an instructor who wanted to take her class to UIS because there was a Julius Caesar play, and they happened to be studying Julius Caesar at that point, and so that just kind of shed a different light on the students as to, instead of just reading it, they could actually see what the play was about. So, and then of course a lot of it, different grade school classrooms have requested different things, some science, some math. We've even brought in authors that have written a book, and they make a presentation to the, as a kind of like a lyceum type thing. And so again, that when you meet the individual behind the pen, again, it puts a different light on that, and it's kind of exciting to see the look in some of the kids' eyes as to who's blessing them with their presence. So those are just a few examples of what goes on.
Well, what a wonderful benefit to the school district, because these are things that, like you mentioned, the school may not have been able to afford, and with the foundation, you made that possible. So When was the foundation established? You had mentioned the consolidation of the school district. Was that about the time, or how long has it been in existence?
Well, prior to the consolidation, the Verdon School District did have a foundation, and however hard we tried, it just seemed like that we couldn't get our land legs. We still had our sea legs, but once the consolidation took effect, of course, we got board members from both communities, and we came together just like the school did, and we've been not bragging or anything, but been very proud at the job that they've done. And like I say, 7 years roughly it's been the life of the foundation, and it's been rewarding to serve on that, and it's also been very beneficial to the community too, for the work that the committee has done.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great things and more of those planned for the future, as you are having a dinner and auction this month. So, Mark, please share some of the details about that and how people can get tickets and get involved.
Our 7th annual foundation dinner is going to be March 18th at the KC Hall, and tickets can be purchased through Dable Dell or the Sly Fox Bookstore. And, of course, any other board members that will be carrying tickets. The nice thing about the foundation dinner is we basically showcase a lot of the talent that's out there at the school. We've got junior high and high school band members that will either have solos or duets or whatever, and they will show their talents. In years past, we've had art students. What has been formed is the Bob McKimmy Award, which he was a graduate from Girard High School, and some of his classmates at his passing decided that they were going to set up this award. And for those students that have a very good photographic eye, they will submit entries, and that committee will judge that. And there'll be a first, second, and third cash award for those places. And it's nice to have those on detail and in presence of the banquet. And again, it's amazing at the talent that is out there at the schools, and they just really do a wonderful job. And and also we've showcased the FFA before. They have their plant sale and flower sale. We try to get around and support everyone that we can, and it's like I say, it's a lot of fun, and we've had auctions, and of course one of the highlights of it is the pie auction, and we've had pies go as high as $1,000, all in good fun. And also it kind of helps pad the coffers for the evening, and that it's a lot of fun.
Are you accepting donations for the auction items?
We usually take some of the committee members go around, and they will ask the businessmen and women of the community, and of course a lot of this cannot be possible without their help. It's inherent that the help comes from them, the items come from them, and of course naturally the proceeds of that auction goes to the foundation, and it's with very much appreciation that they donate those items. And so by the same token, if there's somebody out there that would like to donate something for the auction, you know, it would be greatly appreciated.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great event and a lot of fun for the entire family. So, Mark, if you could just remind us again the date, time, location, and maybe where people can get tickets if they're interested.
Again, it is March 18th at the KC Hall there in Verdon. Tickets are $25 for a prime rib supper catered by Hamilton's. Supper is at 6:30. Doors open at 6. It's, you know, just a nice evening. I mean, good fellowship, good meal, good cause, and we'd like to see as many people as possible come out and join us and support the foundation. And again, those tickets can be purchased through any board member and or at the Sly Fox Bookstore or Dave O'Dell's Country Insurance.
Well, thanks so much. We've been visiting with Mark Reichert, a member of the North Mac Public Schools Foundation, talking about their dinner and auction taking place Saturday, March 18th.